lesson from Jeremiah chapter 23. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will raise to David a branch of righteousness. A king shall reign and prosper and execute judgment and righteousness in the earth. In his days, Judah will be saved and Israel will dwell safely. Now this is his name by which he will be called, the Lord our righteousness. Therefore, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that they will no longer say, as the Lord lives who brought up the children of Israel from the land of Egypt, but as the Lord lives who brought up and led the descendants of the house of Israel from the north country and from all the countries where I had driven them, and they shall dwell in their own land. These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. The prophet Jeremiah lived at about the lowest point in Old Testament history. After great King David and King Solomon, the nation of Israel was divided in two. The northern kingdom of Israel was defeated and destroyed by the Assyrians. Only little Judah was left. Jeremiah warned the people because the Babylonians were about to attack Judah and take the people away into 70 years of captivity. Even many in Judah had turned away from the Lord. The Lord then inspires Jeremiah to make this stunning prophecy. Behold, the days are coming that I will raise to David a branch of righteousness. A king shall reign and prosper and execute judgment and righteousness in the earth. How could Jeremiah say such things? David was gone. The kings now ruling were corrupt and unrighteous. Instead of reigning and prospering, Judah was about to be captured. Instead of justice and righteousness, the kings and false prophets spoke lies and led the people astray. In the previous chapter, Jeremiah had prophesied of one of the kings, "None of his descendants shall prosper, sitting on the throne of David and ruling any more in Judah." This king is deposed, and his uncle is placed in his place and given the name Zedekiah. Jeremiah urges this new king to listen to God and be forgiven, but the king refuses. In the midst of all this, Jeremiah prophesies a righteous and prosperous king, a branch of righteousness. This comes true in Jesus. All the Old Testament prophecies of the Messiah are fulfilled in Jesus. Micah had prophesied he would be born in Bethlehem. Jesus grew up in Nazareth, related to this word branch in our text from Jeremiah. Jesus was the promised son of David. On Palm Sunday, which we commemorate also in this first week of Advent, the people greeted Jesus with acclamations, "Hosanna to the Son of David." Jesus is righteous and sinless. He brings justice and righteousness for sinners. He redeems us from sin, death, and the devil. Behold, the days are coming. He will execute justice and righteousness in the earth. Jeremiah goes on with even more astonishing statements. In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will dwell safely. Now this is the name by which he will be called, the Lord our righteousness. Israel will dwell safely? Israel was captured and scattered by the Assyrians. How can this be? Judah will be saved? The Babylonians were preparing to attack. In human terms, we would describe Jeremiah as delusional. He doesn't even see the reality right in front of him, it seems. Israel is gone. Judah is next. But Israel and Judah here are not simply those physical nations, but the people of God, those who trust in God's promises and prophecies. In the book of Romans, St. Paul shows that the believers in Jesus are the true descendants of Abraham, the true Israel, the people of God. Through faith in Christ, Israel and Judah will be saved. We will be saved. We will dwell safely, even when we stand before the judgment throne of God. Because Jesus is the Lord, our righteousness, our holiness. We are like the people of Israel and Judah, but that means that we too so often turn away from God in our thinking, in our speaking, in our actions. We memorize the commandments, but fail to follow them. We cannot escape from our sin as hard as we try. It looms over us greater than Nebuchadnezzar. It looms over us greater than Babylon. Sin scatters and divides us more than Assyria. But God loves and restores us. Here is the great irony. The Lord, our righteousness, is basically the same name as the wicked king Zedekiah. In Hebrew, it's almost the same word. The last king of Judah was named Zedekiah. The Lord is righteousness, but that king was unrighteous, unjust, and unholy. His kingdom comes to an end and is lost forever. But Jesus is the true Zedekiah, the Lord, our righteousness, Adonai Tzidkenu. He is the true and everlasting king of God's people. Scripture says of his kingdom, there will be no end. We see this in the holy Christian church that awaits the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting. Jeremiah goes on to describe this work of God in calling the church from all nations. Therefore, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that they shall no longer say, as the Lord lives who brought up the children of Israel from the land of Egypt, but as the Lord lives who brought up and led the descendants of the house of Israel from the north country and from all the countries where I had driven them, and they shall dwell in their own land. The classic way God identified himself to his people was by saying, I am the living God who brought you out of Egypt. But now he says, I am the living God who brought you from all the countries where I had driven you. The Holy Spirit calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth, not only the Jews and Israelites scattered by Assyria, but from all nations. God restores the scattering from the Tower of Babel. Even in the Old Testament, believers came from all nations. It was not just Jewish people who were saved, but Ruth from Moab, Rahab from Canaan, Uriah the Hittite, Naaman the Syrian. Wherever you are from, God calls you to know Jesus and his salvation, the salvation he won through his holy life and his death on the cross. Whatever your sin, whatever your rebellion, whatever your failing, Jesus covers it all with his holy precious blood, with his righteousness that he gives to us. He washes away our sins in holy baptism. He forgives us in the holy absolution, and he feeds us with his body and blood, the medicine of eternity. So blessed Advent, blessed coming of Jesus to all of you. This is another year of grace from God, another year to appreciate all that God does for us, a time to reflect on our sinfulness and on our Savior, God's grace and mercy who sends us our Savior in Jesus. The Lord, our righteousness. He is the branch of David. He is the righteous and prosperous king. In him we will be saved and dwell safely in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. Jesus, the Lord, our righteousness, is your righteousness. Lord Jesus, come quickly. Amen. Let us pray. We have a prayer request this morning for Inez Johnson, the mother of Professor Kenneth Johnson, who has been struggling with respiratory issues and appears to be in her final hours this morning. She has been under the spiritual care of Dr. Brian Klebit. Let us pray. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, we come before you on behalf of Inez during these final hours. We are thankful for the gracious promises of your saving word and for the pastoral care you have provided. Comfort her and the members of her family with the wonderful hope of heaven, which has been granted to us through faith in your Son. We commit her into the loving arms of our Savior. We ask it all in his saving name. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.